Five, four, three, two, one.
What's the situation, Captain?
This is Situation Fluxus, a weekly one-hour program focused on jazz and improvised music, news, radio, conversations, and more. Thank you for tuning in to Situation Fluxus on WGXC 90.7 FM, listener-supported radio for open ears in upstate New York. I'm your host, Cheryl Kay. Let us dig into the headlines. Events happening this evening. The Department of Exhibitions, Performance, and Student Spaces Glass Curtain Gallery in Chicago, Illinois, presents Kalamut in Dub, a solo exhibition by sound artist, composer, and improviser Norman W. Long, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. CST, and Mr. Long will be present. The work focuses on Long's research-based work delving into the ecology and soundscapes of the southeast side of Chicago along the Kalamut and Little Kalamut River area. The exhibit runs through February 17, 2023. For more information, engage.colum.edu/events. At the New Jersey Performing Arts Center in Newark, New Jersey, trumpeter Terrence Blanchard, featuring the E Collective and the Turtle Island Quartet, 7:30 p.m. For more information, njpac.org. Ars Nova in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, presents guitarist Eli Winter and the free jazz quartet New Monuments, 8 p.m. For more information, arsnovaworkshops.org. Pianist Amina Figueroa and her sextet at the Klein Hans Music Hall in Buffalo, New York. For more information, kleinhansbuffalo.org. Arts for Art presents Jazz Libra at the Clement in New York City, showcasing multicultural free jazz and highlighting the music of the African diaspora in Latin America. Tonight, Thursday, November 10th through Saturday, November 12th, different performances begin at 7 p.m. Performers include pianist Angelica Sanchez, Iri Yakamoto, and Matthew Shipp, multi-instrumentalist Cooper Moore, and drummer Whit Dickey. For more information, artsforart.org. Elysium Furnace Works presents pianist Robin Holcomb and the duo of keyboardist Wayne Horvitz and bassoonist Sarah Schoenbeck at St. Andrew and St. Luke Church in Beacon, New York, this Saturday, November 12th, 8 p.m. For more information, beacon-episcopal.org or visit Elysium Furnace Works on Facebook. Jazz is Sunday at the Falcon in Marlborough, New York, November 13th. As part of the Jazz Coalition series, trumpeter Stephen Bernstein's Millennium Territory Orchestra. For more information, liveatthefalcon.com. Pianist and composer Sylvia Courvoisier and Chimera perform at Roulette in New York City next Tuesday, November 15th, 8 p.m. For more information, roulette.org. And Jazz Stock at Senate Garage in Kingston, New York presents bassist John Menigan's Sound Embrace on Tuesday, November 15th, 7 p.m. For more information, jazzstock.com. And now for new releases. Trumpeter and composer Rebecca Coop Frank's Planets on RCF. Vibraphonist Dan McCarthy's self-release, Some Jaded Atavistic Freakout. And guitarist Bill Frizzell's 4 on Blue Note Records. All news items have been gathered from various media sources. For the latest updates, contact the source, venue, or business. Remember, I'm just the messenger. And we start off today's show with interpretations of songs by the Beatles.
Thank you. Why'd he have to go? I don't know. He didn't say. I said something wrong. Now I long for yesterday. Yesterday. All my troubles seemed so far away. Now it looks as if they're here to stay. But I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the girl I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. 'Cause yesterday came suddenly, suddenly, suddenly. Why'd he have to go? I don't know. He didn't say. 'Cause I said something wrong. Now I long for yesterday. Yesterday. Love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. 'Cause I believe yesterday. Why'd he have to go? I don't know. The boy wouldn't say. Said something wrong. No, I long for yesterday. Yesterday, hey. Love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Yesterday.
That was vocalist and pianist Shirley Horn's version of the Beatles' Yesterday from her 2003 Verve release, May the Music Never End. Before that, celebrating the 50th anniversary of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band in 2017, the San Francisco String Trio, guitarist Mimi Fox, bassist and vocalist Jeff Denson, and violinist Mads Toling, with the Beatles' tune Being for the Benefit of Mr. Kite, on Denson's Ridgeway Records. And we started off that set with pianist Paul Toofman, who adopted the Beatles' songbook as his Great American Songbook. We heard Norwegian Wood from his 2020 Sunny and 82 release, In My Life. David Hughes on bass, and Jamie Tate on drums. Do you have any questions before we start?
No real questions. No, no.
That's that's the beauty of interviews. You never know what's going to come at you.
Oh, well, you know, I guess I'll find out when I get there.
Exactly.
That's the beauty of jazz. You kind of find out when you get there.
My interview is with pianist, composer, vocalist, and educator Lauren Daniels. A resident of Delaware County, New York, his new self-release is titled Ticket to Ride, an album of all Beatles tunes.
What would you do if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song. I will try not to sing out of key. I get by with a little help from my friends. I get high with a little help from my friends. I'm gonna try with a little help from my friends.
So, Lauren, I want to thank you for joining me here on Situation Fluxus.
It is my pleasure to be with you, Cheryl, and thank you for inviting me.
You, like so many other musicians who kept in place during the COVID-19 lockdown, experimented with sounds and textures and familiar material. To me, it sounds like you went all out on this release. You and your bandmates are uninhibited in your approach to 10 Beatles tunes and engage in what you call spontaneous improvisation. The title tune is so carefree. You give I'm Only Sleeping a completely different groove. And there's the dreaminess of For No One, where you give a relaxed delivery. Who's playing harmonica on that tune, by the way? Is that you?
That's not harmonica. That's melodica.
Oh, melodica. Melodica. That's it.
Right. And yes, that is me.
Yeah. How were the Beatles an emotional springboard for Ticket to Ride? And how do these songs resonate with you?
Well, for me, the Beatles, you know, were part of my, definitely part of my growing up. And those songs just became part of my internal self. You know, we played them so much. And, you know, in becoming a musician, one of the first things you learned as a young musician was some of those tunes. You know, my young high school rock band played a lot of those tunes. And they were great places to learn. And in addition, just there, what I found in going back to them now is that they were so unbelievably well crafted. And they were so, I'm going to use a construction word, they were so sturdy that it allowed me to really try to get inside them and mess around with them to turn them into, you know, vehicles for jazz improvisation.
You're a music educator and I used to teach. And when I would give instrumental lessons, you know, the kids would come and say, can I learn the latest tune from the Little Mermaid movie? With your students today, maybe like my students back then, they had no idea who the Beatles were. What are your students asking to learn? And have you asked them, so have you ever thought of learning Eleanor Rigby?
What I'm doing today now is I'm teaching privately, and most of the students I have now are adults, so they're pretty familiar. But I can kind of sort of relate because I taught many years in the public schools, and I taught elementary school vocal music, and I taught middle school choral music. And there was, you know, for me, I was always looking for good material, and then always, you know, trying to also keep the kids hooked. So
right.
you had to do a little. You know, it was a little bit for them, a little bit for me, and a little bit for their parents, kind of as you picked programming. But I think, you know, what I found with kids, because in my last iteration, as an elementary school music teacher is I found I went back, I would go back to what's a good song.
Right.
And when they're good songs, you know, kids and young adults will pick up on them. Yes, of course they want to know, you know, what's their latest thing. And yeah, you get that. But when it's just a good song, I mean, we did, We Can Work It Out. And just, you know, just recently. And now, you know, and the thing for me that was fun was, I would always have fun kind of rearranging that for them as well. So, yeah, it was, you know, some of the experiences I had as a you know, instrumental and vocal music teacher kind of spill out onto that record as well.
Mm-hmm. Who are the members of the group? And did any of them not know who the Beatles are?
That's a good question. You know, that the project, let me talk about the project a little bit because COVID definitely played a part. And when I went in to do it, I sort of just envisioned it. I had had these arrangements of Beatles tunes that I had been doing and fomenting and thinking about. And I went in to kind of do it as just a straight up jazz trio thing. So I went in with Jonathan Peretz and Belden Bullock. Jonathan's on drums, Belden's on bass. And we did most of the basic tracks in one day. And I had done a live guide vocal, which some of which I was happy with and some of which I wanted to replace. But then COVID came. Mm-hmm. And as COVID came, you know, just to start to be able to do things, the studio that I was working at called me back to sort of do some live stream things. Teaneck Sound Studio, by the way, shout out to them because awesome, awesome, awesome. Dave Kowalski, the engineer, unbelievable Grammy-winning engineer. But they called me back to do some live streams because they were trying to figure out how to generate revenue during COVID. So I did a few of them with them. And in doing that, kind of realized that I could edge back into the studio and do some things with the basic recordings. And as I kind of, you know, especially just working Dave Kowalski and myself, we kind of experimented with the background vocals and, you know, dropping some B3 and some melodica and things like that. So the basic group was myself, Belden on bass, and Jonathan Peretz on drum. And by the way, they just brought such wonderful energy and their own knowledge of grooves and life that they just really made that project live. And then the only other musician on that is Reggie Pittman, who's playing flugelhorn on I'll Follow the Sun. And Reggie, Jonathan and Belden are pretty familiar with the Beatles music, but Reggie is not as familiar. So when he went to learn I'll Follow the Sun, he really just listened to the, you know, the backing track that I gave him. Mm-hmm. And that was really actually perfect because he plays such a beautiful solo. Yep. And, you know, beautiful accompaniment. But those guys, Reggie Pittman on trumpet and flugelhorn, Jonathan Peretz on drum, and Belden Bullock, they really comprise the Reggie Pittman, Lauren Daniels quartet. And we are I got a chance to do a lot of these things, you know, live and work them out because we're kind of, before COVID, we were kind of a working band. Mm-hmm. Now we're trying to put that back together.
One day you'll find that I have gone, but tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun.
talk about nostalgia and how catalog records, those are older releases, are outpacing current records. And this is according to a data and analytics provider. They're called the Media Resource Center. Right. Have you met up with anyone, fans, critics, who question your recording the Beatles and not putting out something new?
Well, I have already put out other things that were new, that have my own music on it. So people who are, fans of mine know that I write and that I put some of that stuff out already. So that's not, that was not a particular issue. And most of the people who I've heard from who have heard the recording really, and this was kind of, you know, in the sense of jazz masters of the past, where they would take pop music of the day and they would remake it as their own. I mean, bebop, so many bebop tunes are really based on other tunes. Two that come to mind, Donnelly is based on Back Home in Indiana, and Ornithology is based on How High the Moon. And you have Monk's In Walked Bud, which is really, the front half of that is Blue Moon. Is Blue Moon. So, you know, that was done. And what I kind of thought about was it would be nice to do that with some of the music I grew up with. And so I started with the Beatles.
Good choice. Lauren, you're a resident of Delaware County, New York, nestled in the Catskill Mountains. How would you describe how your surroundings affected your musical output and musical well-being during the COVID-19 lockdown?
Well, that's a really great question. And I would have to say that being able to be in the Catskills in Delaware County during the COVID lockdown was just an essential part of general well-being. And what it kind of also allowed me to do was, you know, take the time to really work on things, to practice things, to work on some of the things for that recording, but to work on other things as well. As someone who's a composer and an arranger and a pianist and all those, and a vocalist, you know, you just, we musicians don't let any grass grow under our feet. It's just, you know, so there was just an opportunity to do some work, to work on lots of the things that I was doing, finding things to practice and to practice them. That was essential. And then just to be surrounded by the awesome beauty and quiet of the Catskill Mountains is a blessing to one's inner being.
You perform in multiple ensembles. You are a vocalist, a composer, a lyricist, a producer, and a recording artist. And as we've already mentioned, a music educator. What is your motivation for participating and stretching out as you do?
I'm going to say my motivation at this point, I'm going to bring myself back to my Buddhist roots. And what I'm trying to do is do what I do for the benefit of all beings. If I can do that, whatever context I'm in, and I know that music is such a healing force. If I can bring that forth in a way for people who will hear it, or if it just bounces out into the universe as I'm practicing, if I can keep it in mind that I'm doing this for the benefit of all beings, then that's my motivation. That's my intention.
Well said. Well said. Well, Lauren, as we come to the end of this interview, I'd like to give you the last word. What would you like us to know about what you're up to?
Well, what I'm up to presently is continuing to promote Ticket to Ride. It's getting some nice play. I notice it's ascending in the Jazz Week charts and getting some spins and plays here, there, and everywhere. Getting some print media as well. I'm going to be continuing doing Jazz in the Spirit in Bergen County, New Jersey, where I was originally from. And that will be happening again on the third Sunday of November, which I don't have my calendar in front of me, but you know, third Sunday. And then I'm going to be playing this Saturday night with Mitchell Shedlars and a Cavalcade of Stars at the Pomona County Community Center, accompanying him, trying to do that for the benefit of all beings. And I have, you know, there's a lot of recording projects in my hip pocket that I would like to do. I have a few other things going on that I would like to do. I've got some of my own tunes that have some spiritual lyrics that I would like to move along with. Mm-hmm. And then I've got some other redos of some tunes you would never think of as jazz tunes that I'd like to move along with. And then I've got some stuff for the Pittman Daniels Quartet. So yeah, I got stuff.
You got stuff.
I got stuff. Yeah. I continue to teach, because that's, it's just a really nice thing to try to get people where they are and move them forward.
For more information, LaurenDanielsJazz.com, and you can find him on Facebook.
Your day breaks, your mind aches, you find that all her words of kindness linger on when she no longer needs you. She wakes up, she makes up, she takes her time, doesn't feel she has to hurry. She no longer needs you. And in her eyes you see nothing, no sign of love behind the tears cried for no one. A love that should have lasted years.
You're listening to Situation Fluxus on WGXC, 90.7 FM, listener-supported radio for open ears in upstate New York. I'm your host, Cheryl Kay. Please send your comments, quips, and anecdotes, as well as feedback to thejazzdisturbance@gmail.com. For more information about the show, jazzfluxus.com.
Thank you. Right.
Digging into my funk bag, I pulled out the 1977 album by the lead guitarist for Parliament Funkadelic, Eddie Hazel. It was originally issued on Warner Brothers Records and reissued by Real Gone Music. The release? Games, Dames, and Guitar Thangs. We heard his take on the Beatles' I Want You, She's So Heavy. And time for one more.
Thank you.
bassist Michael Formanak, drummer and vibraphonist Tomas Fujiwara, and guitarist Mary Halverson make up the group Thumbscrew, marking their 10th year as a collective. Their 7th release, Multicolored Midnight on Cuneiform Records, is out now. It captured the group during a 3-week residency at City of Asylum in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Thumbscrew performs at the Jazz Gallery in New York City with a record release show tomorrow night and Saturday night, 7:30 and 9:30 p.m. shows both nights. For more information, jazzgallery.org. Thank you for tuning in to Situation Fluxus, produced for and airing on WGXC, 90.7 FM, a listener-supported radio for open ears in upstate New York. I've been your host, Cheryl Kay. Tune in next Thursday at 10 a.m. for another show. I also host the Jazz Disturbance on the 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 5th Sunday of each month from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on WGXC, WGXC.org. For more information about Situation Fluxus, thejazzdisturbance@gmail.com or jazzfluxus.com. Thank you.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.